This is Like a Record, Baby, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Aida Ronan and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for public sex, public blowjobs, dirty talk, snowballing, cum sharing, explicit sexual content, explicit consent, PWP. Summary. 3 months after the world doesn't end, a traveling fair hits downtown Hawkins. When Steve and Eddie get stuck at the top of the malfunctioning Ferris wheel, Eddie has an idea for how to pass the time. They block off several streets around the town center for corn dog stands and game booths. A brightly lit Ferris wheel twirls slowly, offering a bird's eye view of such sights as the First Baptist Church of Hawkins and Melville's General Store. Steve and Eddie go, because of course they go. Everyone goes. And even Eddie can't resist the siren call of funnel cake on a summer night. He and Steve share one, watching each other suck powdered sugar off their fingers. At gunpoint, Steve might maybe admit that he had put on a show on purpose, taking a few of his fingers all the way to the last knuckle before drawing them out slow, eyes locked with Eddie's. But hey, Eddie had definitely tucked his thumb into his cheek on purpose just to make it stick out suggestively, so Steve isn't the only whore in their relationship. Holy shit, I need it. They're walking through the rows of game booths when Eddie spots the giant stuffed dragon. Come on in, folks. 6 shots. Get 3 and win big. Eddie turns his big brown eyes on Steve and says quietly, "Get me that dragon, Stevie, and I'll suck you dry." And, like, how is Steve supposed to refuse? He digs out his wallet and approaches the booth. It takes him 3 games and the last of his cash, but he gets Eddie the dragon. Eddie tucks it under his arm and walks around like the cat who got the canary as they dip onto the swinging pirate ship and go for a round in the gravitron, both of them turning upside down after the centrifugal force pins into the wall. "We've got just enough tickets left." Steve nods up at the Ferris wheel while they're sharing clouds of cotton candy. Steve definitely reaching into the bag at the same time as Eddie, just to touch his hand. "You wanna?" "Do I wanna use the rest of our tickets to go on the most romantic ride we could possibly go on?" Eddie bumps Steve's shoulder with his own. "What kind of question is that, Stevie baby?" With a fond roll of his eyes, Steve hands over the rest of their tickets, the two of them getting into line, climbing into a basket a short while later. It is pretty romantic. From up high, Steve can pretend even family video looks nice, with its green videotape sign and line of white-yellow bulb lights. He holds Eddie's hand under the stuffed dragon. They're on their 3rd rotation when the wheel stops moving. The two of them stuck at the very top. "Is it over already?" Steve leans over the side. None of the baskets are at the unloading area, and the person running the ride seems to be speaking frantically into a walkie, repeatedly wagging at buttons. "Welp, I think we might be stuck." "Oh, pity," Eddie says, brushing his thumb back and forth across Steve's hand. "Well, now that you're literally a captive audience, I can give you a brief synopsis of The Lord of the Rings. So we start in the Shire, right?" Eddie smirks at him. "Eddie, baby, I told you I'd let you read it to—"
"Okay, folks, can everyone hear me?"
The ride operator's voice carries through the night.
"It seems we're, experiencing some technical difficulties, but we've called in our engineer and he'll be here in about 15 to 20 minutes. Please stay calm and seated. Thank you."
There's an uproar from some of the baskets below as people process the 15 to 20 minutes part. Steve turns his head to Eddie and shrugs. So, Steve drums on his lap. Come here often? Eddie tilts his head, free hand reaching out to stroke the stuffed dragon on the head. You know, now and then. Does our new friend have a name? Steve flicks one of the dragon's purple and gold ears. Puff Puff Pass, the magic dragon. I hope you're joking. I mean, you're hilarious, but that's kind of a mouthful. I thought you liked, Eddie trails off, his face doing that thing it does when the imaginary light bulb goes off. Steve. A Cheshire grin curls at Eddie's pretty lips. Nothing good comes after you say my name like that. No? Eddie pouts. Because I seem to recall me saying if you won me this dragon, I'd make it worth your while. And we seem to be stuck at the top of a Ferris wheel for the unforeseeable future. Steve processes that, his brows shooting up toward his hairline. Eddie, we're in public. And it's... Steve swallows hard, Eddie walking two ringed fingers up his thigh. It's that anyone could see, huh? Eddie asks. Like, what if the ride starts working, Steve? Then everyone would know what you look like with my face on your dick. All needy and wrecked out. All mine. Eddie. Steve's breath hitches, his face suddenly way too hot. Eddie's fingers keep walking, following the line of Steve's zipper, where he's already hard in his jeans. Tell me no, and I'll keep my hands to myself. The fingers step backwards and forwards, tears tapping at Steve's erection through cotton and denim. Eddie strokes one finger from head to hilt. But tell me yes, and I'll thank you for my badass new friend here. Name pending. Steve can almost picture the little figures of an angel and a devil perched on his shoulders. Don't do it. It's way too risky. It is risky, isn't it? And isn't it so fun to think about getting caught? God, his little devil somehow sounds like Eddie and Dr. Frankenfurter all rolled into one. What kind of chance does Steve stand against that? Yes. Eddie laughs low, like a shark. His walking fingers stroll to the button of Steve's jeans and pop it open before dragging the zipper down. Kiss me in front of all of Hawkins, Eddie says. And Steve leans over and shoves his tongue into Eddie's mouth, moaning quietly when Eddie's hand slips through the slit in his underwear, finding his hard cock and pulling it out into the night air. Such a pretty dick you have, Stevie. Eddie holds his hand in front of Steve's face and laughs with all his teeth when Steve licks his palm and fingers. They're kissing again when Eddie wraps his hand around him, jerking in rhythmic, fluid strokes. Root to tip, tip to root. A little moan stutters in the back of Steve's throat, the sound echoing into Eddie's open mouth. He nips at Steve's lips, letting the bottom one slide slowly between his teeth. Sometimes I imagine what it would have been like if we dated in high school. Skipping class to dry hump in the bathroom. Forehead against Steve's, Eddie lets his palm curl over the head of Steve's cock, Steve's hips coming up off the seat. Maybe I would have snuck into the showers after you had practice, fucked you under the spray. You do look so pretty when you're wet. Eddie, oh, fuck. The air between them is hot and humid, and Eddie's hand feels so good. All wet, calloused friction. I'm talking too much, though. I didn't promise you a hand job. Eddie gives Steve's nose a feral nuzzle and tugs the hair tie off his wrist, working his curls up into a messy bun. Steve stares at his exposed neck. Eddie got a new tattoo recently. A death's head moth on the side of his neck. Steve can't keep his mouth off it. God, look at you. Pretty cock out for the whole town to stare at. Eddie dips his face towards it. King Steve, they called you. If only they knew. Holding Steve still with his hand, Eddie keeps his lips pressed together over his teeth, opening them slowly around the head of Steve's cock. The sensation of that? It's like sliding into something impossibly tight. Eddie's tongue slides through the slit, and Steve bites into the meat of his palm. Steve chokes against his own skin, losing himself in the hot, warm heat of Eddie's mouth the deeper he takes him in. And Eddie can go so, so deep. Every time Steve sucks Eddie's dick, he tries to emulate it because no one has ever given him head like Eddie. As soon as Steve hits the wall at the back of Eddie's throat, Eddie hums quietly, the vibrations making Steve twitch where he sits, one hand hovering in the air above Eddie's head, the other gripping the side of the Ferris wheel basket. Fuck, Steve hisses. Eddie hums again, drawing his mouth up Steve's cock. A line of drool leaks from the corner of his lips and drips slowly down. The wetness catches the bright lights of the ride. Red, purple, blue. Eddie swallows up each hue on his way back down, moaning just enough for Steve to feel it, though it never reaches his ears. Eddie. Christ. Nose pressed into the dark curls between Steve's legs, Eddie starts to bob his head, forcing Steve to hit the back of his throat over and over. Steve bites the meat of his palm again, other hand fisting into his own hair and pulling hard. He doesn't dare move, too afraid he'll throw Eddie off his rhythm and lose that perfect friction that has him hurtling toward the edge. So close. So goddamn close. Eddie keeps sucking. I'm gonna... Eddie grips one of Steve's thighs tight and fucks him into his mouth even faster. The Ferris wheel moves with a jolt. Oh, shit, Steve whispers, already mourning the blue balls he's about to have. Except Eddie doesn't stop when the ride starts going. Instead, he keeps sucking, bobbing at a brutal pace while the car slowly twirls toward the ground. If they keep going much longer, someone is going to see them. Someone is going to see them. Eddie finds his balls, working them over. Steve can see the ground hurtling toward him when he throws his head back, barely containing the full body groan that wants to tear out into the night. God. Shit. Oh, God. Steve wheezes the words as he comes, cock twitching into Eddie's sultry mouth, while Eddie quite literally sucks him dry. Eddie's on the move the second Steve stops twitching, pulling off and sitting bolt upright. He shoves the dragon into Steve's lap just in time for them to hit the eye level of the newly reforming line. Steve is panting when they spin by, but no one notices. Back at the top, Eddie opens his mouth, showing Steve the mess still sitting on his tongue. Steve pulls him in for a cum-laden kiss, Eddie tucking him back into his jeans high in the air above Hawkins while they kiss hungrily, sharing the taste. They're flushed and sweaty when they step off the ride, but it's a balmy summer night, and no one notices. When they slide into Eddie's van, he puts the dragon on the floor between their seats. Ferris, Eddie says. The dragon's name is Ferris. The end.